Jane was only 26 at the time and was still quite shy, as we'd only been married for about a year. She'd attended a few London fetish clubs with me, so was getting used to the fact that I loved watching her getting touched up, and I suppose I was becoming a real cuck. Anyway, what happened was I'd seen a good video online, and it was all about this girl in Japan whose boyfriend had not turned up for a date to the cinema. She decided to go in and watch the movie alone rather than go home, and consequently she gets touched up by a guy sitting next to her, then groped by several other guys, and ends up getting fucked by a whole group of guys at the back of the theatre. I really wanted to take Jane to one of these sex cinemas, but couldn't find any in our local area, so started searching around for a few swingy and dogging forums. After a bit of research, the closest cinema that showed sex movies was in Soho, central London, or we could jump on an EasyJet flight to Amsterdam for a long weekend. Out of all the forums, it was pretty clear that Amsterdam was the best bet by far. So I told Jane what I'd found, but she said she had no idea what actually went on inside these type of cinemas. I did tell her it was a bit like playing in the clubs, and she hesitantly agreed to go and check them out, but she made me agree that we would come out if she didn't like it. As the flight we booked was only a couple of weeks away, I got her curious and excited by telling her, sometimes people go to cinemas like the London clubs and play with each other in the back row while watching a hot movie, and sometimes we get watched by another couple or maybe single guys. Then she surprised me by saying, but I've never been to a cinema before. Jane had only been in England about a year and came from a small island in the Philippines. Well, why don't we go to the movies tonight in Bedford? You can see what it's like, and there's a new 18-plus horror movie showing, and who knows, maybe another couple playing in the back row, I said, smiling. Really? She said, and jumped up and hugged me. Can we? What should I wear? Well, how about your long black coat, as it's a bit cold and a fairly long walk from the main car park, and maybe your short silky skirt, the one you wore at the club last month with the creamy blouse that has buttons at the front. Maybe we can play a bit at the back, as it's pretty dark when the movie's on. You want to play in a normal cinema? You said not much happens in the local cinema. Well, I don't know, to be honest, as I haven't been myself for years. Jane got dressed and we jumped in the car. As we entered, I think it was a vampire movie, we headed for the back row and sat in a corner. In the back row were five empty seats at the end, so we took two of those with me nearest the wall and a couple of empty seats next to Jane. Jane still had a coat on, so I told her she would be more comfortable if she took it off and placed it over her legs or the empty row of seats in front of us. I scanned the theatre and counted about 25 people, mostly couples or groups and a few single people dotted around. As the movie started, the lights went down, but surprisingly it was still pretty light, even at the back. But as soon as the movie started, I noticed this guy, fairly well dressed, about 50s, coming down our row from the aisle. As he got close, he leaned over and asked, "Are these seats taken?" I answered, "No, they're free." So he takes off his jacket and sits right next to Jane. Jane looks at me, and I shrug my shoulders as if it's normal, and she goes back to watching the movie. He had his jacket on his lap, and I was watching him out of the corner of my eye. Jane's blouse was quite low-cut, and I could see at the top and her tits were well on show, but she did have a low-cut bra on as well, so he must have been able to see what I could see from his side. Jane was staring at the screen, as it was a new experience for her seeing such a huge screen, as the only other cinema she'd seen in England was in the fetish clubs, and they're just fairly small dark rooms. Just as I suspected, he started to casually look down her cleavage, and I could see he kept watching me at the same time. This is going to be interesting, I was thinking to myself. I just stared straight ahead and pretended not to notice him staring at Jane's tits.